Just off the harbour of Dartmuir Island is a glistening black rock called the Serpent's Tooth. It's said that a great snake stirred the seas and made all the Scottish islands rise up here. But when the snake had finished, it was so tired that it laid down in the seafloor and died. Now all that's left of it is one giant black tooth, which pokes out of the sea even in the highest tides. Whenever any islander turns 11, they're meant to swim out and touch it. But I'm a rubbish swimmer, and only half an islander, as all the other kids like to remind me. I don't even look like an islander. I'm not pale and red-headed like my da. I look exactly like my mum. Dark, curly-haired and freckled all over. The only thing about me that's different to her is my eyes. I have my da's eyes. Not blue or brown or green, but some colour in the middle and changeable with the weather. On a clear, cold summer's day, they look blue, and out in the boat in the early morning light, they look green, but most of the time they look grey. The kind of grey the sky turns just before a storm. My eyes were grey that day, even though it was the middle of August, even though the sea was calm, and I could hear Da whistling over the thrum of the engine. I could feel something in the air. On Dartmuir Island, there is always a storm just over the horizon. There are autumn storms where the wind is so strong that the trees grow bent the following year. And the winter storms when the boats in the harbour shudder and shake and threaten to break free from their moorings. Then there are spring storms when the thunder and lightning chase you home. And finally, there are even summer storms when the rain is hot and hard. The closer we got to the rock, the more I could feel something brewing, and it wasn't like any storm I'd felt before. "We're here, hen," Da said as he cut the engine. The boat rocked back and forth unsteadily on the choppy sea. "Oof, woo, woo," Pippi barked at the waves as if she could get them to still. In her head, Pippi believes she's a great big dog, even though she's a funny sort of tiny mixed-up terrier with ears too big for her head and legs too short for her body. Pippi finally fell quiet as the boat settled under the huge shadow of Serpent's Tooth Rock.